it's well recognised that written articles, especially if they end up any length at all, people just grab the headlines and leave it at that. We have a very, very good person who has come forward and has offered to do this for us. And we want to rectify any the misinformation that we feel sometimes gets out there. And, you know, we have the facts. We can stand over them. We always have, and we always will. And this is our best attempt to let the people know that we have a genuine story to tell, and we want to tell it.
When do you expect the video to be complete and begin circulating?
A couple of weeks' time. We're actually in the planning process. We have a framework ready. And, you know, we want to tweak it, take our time, make a good job of it, and make sure that it's the way we want it.
You're hoping, obviously, that Irish Water and Donegal County Council will take notice. However, the recent decision of Irish Water to effectively keep going with the original Donegal County Council model doesn't necessarily bode well for the future.
Well, absolutely, you know, but it's not always going to be one-way traffic. We have proven that for 30 years. We have a story to tell, and we think we can, we would like to. It's the David and Goliath story. They have the full weight of the state and the resources behind them. We are just a small rural group trying to do our best, but we have always been able to hold our position. And we are now moving into social media like they have done, and we think we can do a good job there.